to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. I love Brett Eldridge too. When he's belting like that, you really feel the depth of his voice.
I know. It is spectacular. Is he is Mr. Smith.
Is that what it does for you?
Oh, it does. It does a lot of things for me because I love Brett Eldridge.
Hi, yo. Executive order. While we are making new executive orders every single day.
Yeah, for sure.
Brett Eldridge comes over to our studio and sings for us once a day.
You know,
Executive order.
I don't think he has anything else going on, so he might do that. He doesn't. And it's not okay.
Man.
He's too talented to just be chilling.
Can we find him a Starbucks that he can be a barista at where he just sings to people that are waiting online for their coffee in the morning? I swear, I just ask for the same thing every single day.
Uh-huh.
Grande coffee.
Black drip coffee.
Black drip to Splenda. No cream. Every single morning. I love it. Would you like some cream in that? Nope.
I don't.
I wanted some cream in it. Just give me my dang coffee.
I know.
I'm cranky without the coffee.
I have the same exact coffee order that you do. I use a different sweetener, but it's the same coffee order.
And what do you use?
I use Stevia.
Okay.
Instead of Splenda, because it's, you know, natural.
I'll be honest with you. I go back and forth.
Do you?
Yeah, because sometimes I forget which one I like. Which is like the most ridiculous thing ever.
For me, it's not which one I like. It's which one's better for me between the two.
Yeah.
Stevia is better
natural,
for you.
Natural. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
again.
But they do the same thing. Would you like cream? No, I just said no cream. Black.
If you give me that cream, it's going to be bad for all of us.
I'll be so mad. You put cream in my black coffee, I'll be so mad.
All right. Well, let's try to keep ourselves together on a Thursday. Let's get it going. Let's not get fired today.
We almost did yesterday. So.
Almost. If you
keyword.
Missed it, your boy here left the microphones on a little bit too long. Through half of Shaboozy.
Yeah, half a song. It was no big deal. It was fine.
And we are going to, we're going to revisit that today.
Because why wouldn't we?
Because why wouldn't we? All right, it's all coming up on Nico and Cheyenne right here on Camel. Good morning.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Sometimes it's good, Cheyenne. This time, it's not so good.
It's not good.
No.
Okay.
We are hanging this guy out to dry.
Oh! Let me grab a popcorn.
And it's all courtesy of his wife, Christina. Let's call Daniel now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Daniel?
Yeah, this is Daniel.
Oh, hi, Daniel. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
I'm sorry, I don't... Who?
Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have some news for you. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm sorry. I don't think I know you.
I don't think you do either.
Whatever this is.
You may know of me because I break news. I'm a newsbreaker. So, Daniel, I have news from your wife, Christina.
Wait, what? My wife?
Your wife, Christina, reached out to me because she wanted me to tell you the news. Are you ready for the news?
I guess.
These are her words, not mine, Daniel. She said she knows about your secret trips to Starbucks.
Wait, what?
Daniel?
What do you mean?
Do you have a problem? Is this a problem?
I don't have a problem. Do you have a problem?
Daniel, it's Nico and Cheyenne, your wife... told us that you made a promise and you backed out on that promise.
I mean,
the stutter tells me everything I need to know.
He's
as
so
a wife.
Guilty.
You're so guilty. What kind of problem is it? Like, how often are you getting coffee?
I mean, on the high end, like maybe 6 times a day.
Six times a day to Starbucks?
What are you, European?
Oh my gosh.
Drinking 6 Starbucks a day? That's like $150 a day, Daniel.
That's expensive.
It helps me be efficient at work. And
yeah, because you're taking in that much caffeine. I would be efficient, too.
Well, yeah, listen, I tried for like one day. I didn't go, and it was not a good day.
Well, I tried one day.
Resolution resolved.
I think you need Coffee's Anonymous at this point.
There are worse things to be into, okay?
It's a valid point.
Touche. Spoken like a true coffeeaholic.
Yep.
All right, bud. Take it easy, okay? Six times a day.
Maybe
ridiculous.
Like keep it off of the joint credit card.
Yeah.
At least try to hide it.
And also, be better at hiding it. You silly goose.
That's probably a good idea. Good
All right. Tell your wife we love her. We're on Team Christina on this one.
Yep.
Yep. I'll let her know.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
If you're asking me if I've ever worn a woman's underwear, I will not say no. Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, before this goes way too crazy and weird.
Yeah.
Let's just say that I've caught my wife a time or two getting comfy in my undies.
That's because men's boxers are far more comfortable than the knockoff boxers they make for women.
Yes.
Yes.
And especially, I don't want to be airing out too much dirty laundry, but during that time, she finds it more appealing to wear my underwears.
I fully understand everything that you just said.
Right?
Yeah. And
are you relating?
I can concur. Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I don't find it to be such a big deal. And lately, somehow, some way, not only my underwear is being used by her, but my socks. I don't know why. What? I don't know why this is a thing. I get a very specific type of sock. I don't mind doing it to this day. What's mine is yours. Como si, como sa,
ma. But also, her feet are tiny.
I know.
And your feet are not.
My feet are size 11 and a half.
So how is she wearing your socks?
I like to wear the no-shows that are just like skimpy little tiny socks.
Yeah.
Oh, so they go to her knees?
They barely cover her feet. Yeah, yeah. So for her, they're leggings.
Yeah, they're leg warmers.
But at least you guys are married. I feel like that's a key to the situation, right?
That's true.
Yes.
Like, I used to share stuff with my brother growing up because we were the same size for a while, but now as grown-ups, it's like there's certain things where if he borrows it, I don't really want it back. I mean, we were chilling over the weekend and he was in my house with just socks on, and I don't know, he was in the kitchen and he stepped in some water or something, and you know that feeling, like it's the worst.
Ew,
right?
What sock is the worst?
Yeah, you're not going to put that back in your shoe, especially, and we're about to leave in 15 minutes to go somewhere, so he wanted some socks, I gave them to him, but you know, at the end of the day, I was like, yeah, you know, those are yours now. It's okay.
That seems like a very Abe thing, though. Like, that makes sense to me.
I got plenty, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he could launder them, and it's not like he's a dirty guy. I don't want to give that impression, but it's one pair. Go
Those
ahead.
Socks have crossed the rainbow bridge of socks now. Yeah. They're yours, my friend.
It's okay.
You can keep them for life.
That, to me, still is gross. Like, I don't... I'm not down for that.
So I'm not tripping here.
I don't think you're tripping. So my mom and I are essentially the same size all around. Like, uh-huh. Our feet are almost the same size, all the things. And we do not share socks. We don't share anything that goes under our clothing. Like, we'll share shirts and sweatshirts and
What if you're in an emergency situation, Cheyenne?
I would wear sandals.
Yeah. What if, God forbid, you're in one of those situations where you didn't pack an extra bag of clothing and you were like, Mom, I need you to bring me a fill in the blank immediately. I'm over here. I had an accident. Please run me up some chones.
Ooh.
Would you then wear your mom's chones if she brought them for you?
I don't know.
I don't think it's that gross.
The thing is, though, like, that question's hard because if she's coming to bring me something, she lives in my house. So she just walked in my room and grabbed me what I need.
Touche.
So
she could be bringing you your clothes.
She just bring me mine.
Or you can do as my son says, go cannoli. He says going cannoli instead of going commando. I don't know why he does that.
Absolutely love that.
I don't hate that at all.
I'm saying that now.
That makes actually a lot more sense than go commando.
Yeah,
so
there you go. Go cannoli, y'all. Would you wear someone else's undergarments? Call us up. 602-894-5653. Have you ever done it? I want to hear the story next. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
Abe is struggling with the fact that his brother wanted to borrow his socks, and he wanted to keep them for life.
I wouldn't say I'm struggling. I'm just saying those are yours now, bro.
All right. Tabitha from the Camel Nation and Glendale on the phone. How do you feel about wearing somebody else's undergarments?
I mean, like, a bralette is kind of okay, but the pantalones, the, you know, knickers.
Yeah.
I just find that gives me the heebie-jeebies, like, big time. I just find it's a little bit too close for comfort. A lot of stuff goes on down there for a lot of women, and even if they're clean, I just find, I don't know, it's a whole little ecosystem in those things.
It's not sanitary.
It's just not sanitary. I mean,
it's not.
And listen, I have done it before as far as, like, I've had maybe a little bit too much to drink, and a friend goes, let's get in the hot tub, borrow my bathing suit, like, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel like, this is not so great. I just don't like it.
How do you feel about sharing socks?
Socks, if they're washed, and you can tell if they're washed. Like, I can't get into dirty socks.
The problem is, the only way you can tell if they're washed is to sniff them.
Or feel them. Yeah. Those ones are crusty and gross.
Crusty socks?
You can tell.
You gotta
I have a teenage boy, bro. He's gross.
Oh, that kind
not
of crusty
that
socks.
Crusty. Shame on you.
Yuck.
Both.
Can we go back to knickers, please?
Right.
Are we in the 1930s?
Oh, see, she was washing the knickers.
No, but seriously, yeah, I get it. You're saying anything that touches a private part is probably not something you want to use or wear.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I'm kind of like, I'm better with socks than I am with other little garments, but I just don't need to put on somebody else's underwear and vice versa.
Yeah, it's same with bras. Even if it's a sports bra, it's no. There's a lot of sweat that happens in that region.
I got you. Like, there if is, you're actually using it for sporting purposes. Because a lot of people use them for style. They wear sports bras.
I'm still not wearing somebody else's sports
and
bra.
And leggings.
Unless it's like doomsday and I don't got an option.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though. I will tell you what.
What?
My wife, in her little tootsies, wearing my boxer briefs.
That's different. Oh, my gosh. All right, Nico's going home now. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Kids these days.
They're silly.
They're wild.
Yeah, they are.
Cheyenne, my son is an angel compared to these kids.
He's pretty phenomenal.
So I took him to karate for the first time ever because, as you may or may not know, your boy's got a job.
No way.
So I see this kid. I witness this young boy. He's probably like 10 or 11 years old. My son is 7. Okay. Let's just keep that in mind for later on in this story. This kid is grumpy. And he is grumpy to his dad to the point where he's telling his dad to shut up.
No.
I've never heard this before in my life. He's like, shut up, dad. I know.
He survived the interaction?
His dad was compliant. Which, mind you, I don't have to worry about my son even speaking to me that way. So yeah, I don't have to worry about the concept. Like, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do in that situation.
Yeah.
But this was wild for me to witness. So they're all gearing up at karate. My son's like this little, like, I mean, he just likes the whole, like, doing the kicks and, you know, acting like a tough guy.
Acting like a tough guy.
He's not really beating anybody up.
Yeah.
God bless him, my little angel, my little pillow, cushion, Justin. He is soft compared to this kid. This kid has a tattoo at 10.
Oh, okay. He's that kind of kid.
He was wild. So then they get all geared up and they pair my son with this other kid.
With the monster?
With the monster. The kid who's in a gang at 10 years old.
The story
not
keeps evolving.
Lie.
It's
he was
evolving
a gang
so
leader.
Fast.
So I'm like, oh no. He's about to spar this kid who just told his dad to shut up?
He's got no mercy.
So my kid is all about, like, doing everything correct and, you know, staying focused. And so they do the shake the hands and get ready to go. Here we go. And go for the sparring. My son drills this kid with a punch right in the chest.
Nice.
Like, gets him with a nice shot. And I was like, a little bit of my heart went, yeah.
Get him.
Oh, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Saying, shut up to your dad, you little punk. That gave this kid the green light to destroy my son.
No.
And he did.
No. That's not
he
funny.
He absolutely laid a whooping on my poor little
sweet
boy.
Sweet baby angel.
And what am I supposed to do? I can't do anything. I can't jump in there and say, oh, take it easy. Take it easy. That's my kid. It's my kid you're beating up.
It's my baby.
I just had to sit there and watch it happen.
Watch him get
pummeled.
And
this kid was getting, like, all this anger out of his system on my son.
Aww.
And my son is trying to keep it together, and he's kind of tearing up a little bit. and he pulls off his helmet and he's like, Dad, I'm hurt. I'm hurting. That hurt bad. And I was like, oh, man, son. I understand. You did a great job.
Yeah.
You did a great job of defending yourself and staying in there and not giving up and not quitting.
Good for you, first of all. Good for you.
I'm really
proud of you.
Because I didn't want him to be discouraged, because this is like a discouraging moment. Like, yeah. This would make you want to just turn around and pack it up and leave.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like 100%. This kid was 20 to 30 pounds heavier than my son.
Why would they even pair them together?
Because they're just sparring. You're not supposed to like full...
You're not supposed to whoop his ass?
Yeah, it's not supposed to be an ass whooping session. Like if I saw something out of control, I would have said something.
Yeah.
Like, hey, but I didn't want to do that. And my son stood on his own 2 feet.
Good for him.
He took a little bit of a pummeling and it didn't discourage him. He had some tears in his eyes, the poor kid.
Uh-huh.
But he came back the next session, and he was happy to get right back to it.
You know what? I love that, though. And also, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of a butt whooping sometimes.
This kid scared me. I don't know if I would have... Yeah, I would have whooped his butt.
I would hope so.
So the moral of the story is here is don't raise your kid to be a jerk.
Right?
No, that's not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is
that Justin is a bad...
He's a bad mother.
Trucker.
He's a mad, yeah. Mad mother karate. Hi-ya! ATA! Hi!
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, Nico.
Cheyenne, good morning.
Good morning.
Cheyenne?
Yes.
We're supposed to be using our names.
We are.
So that we get familiar with the audience.
Yeah.
Cheyenne?
Yes, Nico.
Thank you, Cheyenne.
You're welcome, Nico.
The best thing happened and the worst thing at the same time happened to me yesterday, Cheyenne.
That's the best and the worst thing, Nico.
So it started with me pulling up to the Starbucks drive-thru. I was feeling a little laggy after working a long day. I'm like, you know what? I need a little pick-me-up. And I'm very perceptive as to who's in front of me and behind me in the drive-thru, just in case.
I'm actually the same way, especially around here.
Yeah, because you're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
In a drive-thru, you are locked in.
There's nowhere for you to go.
There's no escape route.
Yeah.
Unless you're going over hedges.
And in my Elantra, I won't be doing that.
No, we're not going over hedges. So I ordered my black coffee with one Splenda, as I usually do. Had the app open and ready to go, because I do a little scanning with the membership.
Samesies.
And I went to go pay for my drink. And the lovely young lady, the cashier, said, your drink's been paid for by the person in front of you.
Somebody paid it forward.
And I noticed that person was a nice-looking human being through the window, because, you look through the rearview mirror.
Right.
I was like, wow, how do I thank them now? They were gone at that point. So you know what I did to thank them? I passed it on, and I paid for the drink behind me.
I love that.
I thought I loved that until
I found out. Was it like a $20 order?
What the 95-year-old man behind me ordered.
I was not concerned
with the amount, because it's Starbucks and there was one little old guy behind me. And I'm like, how bad could it be, right? Well, his order was far more expensive than mine. Like $15 more.
Oh my gosh. What did he get?
My $3.93 drip coffee cost me $25.
That's wild.
I was like, what in the world?
What?
You can't ask what did he order.
No, you can't.
You can't also like renege on it. You can't be like, you know what? Nope.
I'm not doing that. If he wants to be overzealous, he can be overzealous on his own dime.
Because I did. I curiously asked. I said, how much is he order behind me? I was like, how much? And she was like, 20. I was like, Okay. Yeah. Let it go.
It must have been like a latte and food.
I was going to say, it could have actually been just two drinks.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been two drinks.
A bunch of like extras and alterations.
That's a good point.
Starbucks is definitely known for very expensive.
They get expensive fast.
Food and drink. Yeah.
But I love that.
A piece of carrot cake or banana bread is like $14.
It's wild.
It is extremely crazy. So for that young man behind me.
the young spry man.
100% was like, what? They're like, sir, your drink's paid for.
Didn't understand. Which means the possibility of him paying it forward is probably pretty small.
Yeah, very small.
Yeah.
But I hope he had a good day because of it.
I hope he did too. That's awesome. I've never had anybody pay it forward on my drinks.
Well, if I'm in front of you, Cheyenne, from this moment forward, I'm never doing that again.
Lucky so for you, we have the same coffee order.
It's not coming from me. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It was almost Nico and Cheyenne not on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
It was almost catastrophic. We're 4 days in. We almost got fired.
We had a little bit of a whoopsie daisies. I was immediately a professional about the situation. I recognized the issue. I did what a pro would do. I got into full self-preservation mode.
He pushed the buttons.
And I turned the mics off. So if you missed it yesterday, thank you. If you didn't miss it, we're going to relive the situation because nobody's going to let me let this down at all. First things first, I get a text message from my buddy Scott who says, "Your mics are on." I get another text message from my buddy Derek who's listening who says, "Mics are still on."
In which we go into immediate panic mode.
Immediately turning off the mics, but then the messages kept piling on. Didn't we get an email?
We got an email within the hour, actually. It says, "To whom it may concern, super happy to have Nico on Camel Country.
You're welcome.
With that said, today, Wednesday, they forgot to turn off the mic on the radio, and we're talking over Shaboozy's song, Tipsy. LOL. I do have a question for a radio host. Is this the equivalent of being a surgeon all grown up and just walked into a sterile room, then farting? You didn't ruin anything, but everyone's going to laugh at you. LOL. Have a great day.
Pretty sure if you go into a sterile room and fart, you're ruining everything. So yes, sir, to answer your question, number one, thank you for the support. I am glad to be back on Camel Country. Number two, thank you for pointing out the fact that
you basically just farted in a sterile room.
And now I feel like I'm on trial right now and everyone's presenting the evidence. And now we'll go to Exhibit A, which is the actual audio of me leaving the microphones on.
The person was like, "This conversation is dot 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 taking a turn, LOL."
And that is a small portion of the audio because we don't want to bore you with things of that nature.
Exactly. And what you have to understand is, like, in this studio, the way that it is configured, the only person who has access to turning these mics on
I thought you were going to take a different turn. I thought you were going to be like, what you need to understand is that Nico has a very high pressure situation of turning the mics on and off.
No, it's more like you had one job. You had one job, bro. One job.
Mistakes happen. Mistakes were made.
I can usually make myself look stupid on my own. Thank you very much. I don't need your help.
So after the fact, when we realized, yes, the mics were on, I immediately panic turned off the mics.
Yeah.
And it turned out that there was only one microphone that was left on, and that was AB Babies.
The only one.
So when we realized that, when I saw the message, I was like, oh my God, people are texting me, mics are on, mics are on. Abe was like, oh no, what did I say? And then we relived the horror once again, because as we all know, there's a quick way to losing your job in radio, and that is saying the wrong thing when the mics are still on.
And we walk in that very fine line. Once these mics come off, sometimes it is a fine line.
Oh, no. It's fully not arable.
I was trying to be so polite.
We would definitely
about
get
it
fired immediately.
So we were all very concerned.
Yeah, no big deal. So if you ever had a panic moment at your job where maybe you slipped up a little bit, maybe something was caught on surveillance camera that wasn't supposed to be, let us know. 602-894-5653.
Let us know we're not alone.
Please. We're talking about how I screwed up. It was me. Guys,
it was
me. I left the microphone on. We got Stephanie on the phone in the Camel Nation. Stephanie, what happened to you at work?
Okay, so something similar to me happened today earlier.
Something similar to what happened to us happened to you?
Yes.
Are you on the radio too?
No. Aww. No, I work at a pharmacy, and I'm the pickup station. So a lady came in, and she had a prescription for Valtrex, and I accidentally left the mic on, and because I saw her face, and she had like a huge thing on her lip, and I said that to my coworker, and we started laughing. Yeah, we started laughing, and apparently the lady heard
us. She heard you.
She took off.
No!
Before even pick up the prescription. She left without the prescription, and I was so embarrassed.
Oh, no.
Well, as a as a female who also gets insanely bad cold sores, I would have left, too. I would have been like, I'm out.
Man.
I can't do this. I use that same medication. I would have been like, I'm out. I'm
she
gone.
She had a flare-up, and then she had to peel out. She was like, no, I'm not sticking around for this one. Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough. That's
Did you
rough.
Get in trouble for that? Do you get in trouble for that? I mean, it's
kind I'm sure you get reprimanded.
Hopefully I'm not. I'm not sure, but hopefully not.
I saw this post on Instagram, and it almost had me in bumbling tears, like a bumbling baby.
That's really sad.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Those are genuine feelings. This is the feeling that I came across me. I had a dog for 12 years. It was Dana's dog that she brought into the relationship, who recently passed away.
Right. It was a little, don't tell me, Chihuahua Terrier mix.
Yeah, Chihuahua Rat Terrier. Yes. He was Braxton L. Braxton, Senor Braxton, the king. He was the best dog in the world ever.
I love that you loved him, if not more than Dana.
100% more.
That makes my heart happy.
She got him in the age of like Paris Hilton getting a little Chihuahua and walking around with him.
That's so hot.
He was like a fashion, like a piece of fashion, whatever you would call it.
You want to know what's so funny
like
about that?
An accessory?
That makes so much sense. Like, I get that.
That is my wife.
It is your wife.
And so I saw this advertisement for these abandoned dogs from the LA fires.
Oh, that's sad.
They're having a lot of trouble trying to find them homes and trying to find where they came from and where they were. I mean, imagine a lot of these people are scrambling for their lives.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, sometimes things get left behind. And in this case, there were a lot of dogs left behind to roam the streets. And they're trying to rehome these dogs.
Aww.
And there's a company who is offering fostering here in Arizona. I guess maybe for the time being, until they find the owners of the pets.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual...
Because you would hope a lot of them would be chipped.
Yeah, that you could find... That reunion in itself would be the best thing in the world.
And to be a part of that, oh my gosh.
Like you're sitting there and you got Max in the car with you and you're like, Max, we're going to see your mom and dad, Max. You're going to, and Max is like, I don't know why I'm happy, but I'm happy. So then like the window goes down and they see Max and they're like, oh my God, Maxie baby. And then your heart breaks into a million pieces because you got to give Max back to his rightful owner.
It's like the worst roller coaster of emotions you could go through.
I know. We thought about taking on another dog like after Braxton passed away, and we're like, nope, we are not ready for it.
I think that when it comes to getting a new dog after one of your dogs have passed away, you almost have to be ready for it mentally.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big thing. So, fun fact. So, my ex-fiance and I had dogs, right?
Uh-huh.
Two of them, and they both passed away this year.
Oh.
I know. It was awful. It's a long story. We're not going to get into
Sorry.
It. It was not his fault.
Yeah.
And then he decided to get another dog.
Oh.
And I told him that was the worst idea.
You could.
He was not ready. I would say that if your wounds are healed.
They are. They're
because
getting
he passed
there.
Away. He was old. He was an
was
old
3
dog.
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. I think that you guys are good. And I think that fostering an animal is a good trial run.
Yeah, this is definitely foster to adopt. Like, it's looking that way for most of the dogs.
I think you should.
All right.
I think you should. I'm team dog for you.
If I have another...
I'm a dog lover, not a dog owner.
If I get myself... I'm a dog lover, not an owner. If I get another dog, his name will be Max now.
I love that. And I think that you should.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country 107.9. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, I was starving after yesterday's show. So
Dude,
much so.
It was a long day.
I couldn't even make it home without stopping for some food.
Ooh, okay, where'd you go?
I went to Safeway.
I like Safeway.
And what I realized is now that my new time of getting out of work coincides with the high school being let out at Sandra Day.
Oh.
Sandra Day O'Connor High School.
Yeah.
And these kids invaded the Safeway.
Because it's right next door.
It's right next door. Gotcha. And it's after school, so all they did was come in for, you know, whatever drinks they would get or whatever kids do
whatever kids
nowadays.
Buy.
I don't even know. I was flabbergasted.
Why?
They all looked, number one, the same. All of them. They all had some version of baggy jeans with a baggy hoodie on, which I was not used to at all. I don't know why I thought kids looked differently. They all, every single one of them had the llama haircut.
Oh, yeah.
With the broccoli in front.
It's floofy.
What is it? It's floofy?
I don't know. It's floofy because my kid
floofy,
does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like.
They're floofy.
Yeah.
They all had the same attitude, kind of like, yo, whatever, dude. Like. And not only that, but it was me. They were me in 1995.
Aww, I was like looking in a mirror.
It was exactly what I wore. It was exactly the attitude that I had. It reminded me of high school so much. It was insane. And one kid had like his arm around a girl.
Oh.
And he was kind of like headlocking her a little bit.
I know the position.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah,
it was so nostalgic. I was like, I love you guys.
Can we hang out sometime?
I love you. I felt like talking to them.
Uh-huh.
Because I wanted to
what
be like.
What would you have said?
Like, hey, you know, this feeling that you feel right now. The high school angst of being like a young person in this world. I was there, man, 30 years ago.
And then they would have thought that you
been
were the
16.
Creepy old guy.
Yeah.
They'd been like,
I chose not
they would
to
have been
speak
talking
to
about. They would have been talking absolute trash about you for the next 45
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I would have been the story.
The butt of the joke
but
for the next
been,
year.
I would have been okay with that because I love these kids. And I feel like kids get a bad rep. 99% of the time, it's always for their faults. And
yeah, they definitely do that themselves.
Well, I need to highlight the good stuff. And that is, kids, stay youthful. Be yourselves.
Because it goes away.
And be me.
I do agree with you. Kids get a really bad rap these days. And it's not always their fault.
Yeah.
This is a guilty by association situation. Like the bad eggs in your generation have destroyed our view of who you are.
And stop
and
talking
sucks.
The way you talk.
Oh, yeah.
Abe, what is something your daughter says that it kind of makes you scratch your head from time to time?
Oh, she doesn't use any of that weird slang.
She doesn't at all?
No, she refuses. She thinks it's ridiculous.
I love that the fact that your daughter's like way above that.
She is, right? She's a very like tender soul.
She clowns the kids at her school.
We should put her and my 14-year-old, almost 14-year-old, in a room together and see what happens. Because he is the typical Skibbity Ohio Rizzler toilet nonsense speaker.
No cap.
It's so bad.
Yikes.
I apologize. He is the reason that the generation has a bad rap.
Dang.
It's the stuff that just comes out of his mouth and you just go,
sorry.
Why?
Sorry, Justin. Sorry.
Why?
Charleston. The city by the sea.
Sure.
Is it the city by the sea?
I have no idea. I've never been there.
I know nothing about Charleston, South Carolina. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, you're going to be heading out there pretty soon, a couple months?
Yeah, I'm going to Charleston in March, middle of March.
Sounds beautiful.
Except for the fact that I Googled what the average temperature in Charleston is in the middle of March, because I'm a packer.
Yeah.
Like, I am a plan it out, need to know what I'm wearing months in advance, because I like to be prepared.
It makes sense.
And also, if I want to buy a new outfit, I need plenty of time to get it off of whatever website I'm ordering it from.
Whatever Asian...
Exactly, Shein.
Warehouse site.
Whatever I decide to order from. Like, there's reasons why, right? The average temperature in Charleston in the middle of March is mid-60s. And I got very concerned because I was like, why are we going to Charleston for the same weather I could have here?
Okay, first, why are you going to Charleston?
So my little brother is getting married in May, and this is his fiance's bachelorette party.
And this was the location picked because of its weather? Its proximity to the ocean?
Because she has never been there, and she just really wants to visit.
Okay.
So we're doing it for her last toast on the coast.
What are some of the activities that you're going to be doing in Charleston in 60 degrees?
So glad you asked, because on Sunday, we're doing a beach day at Folly Beach, followed by yoga on the beach, followed by dinner on the beach.
Is it followed up with a bonfire where you all put your winter parkas on by the beach? Because that's what it's going to feel like.
No, in fact, it's followed by a pool day at the Airbnb, followed by a boat cruise.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking Charleston, South Carolina, or are we talking like Charleston, like Antigua?
We're talking like, Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, it's not like some mysterious destination in the Caribbean no. where it's going to actually be like hot.
No, it's going to be mid-60s.
Oh my god.
And I do understand like 60 degrees here is definitely 60 degrees different
yeah.
in Washington State.
Yes.
They mean two totally different things, right?
Right.
So what does mid-60s in Charleston in March actually feel like?
A 60-degree high humidity day on the East Coast would feel like a 60-degree day. Here, 60 degrees actually feels like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So
am I, like, is my beach day attire actually sweats in a sweatshirt?
Oh, yeah. You're bundling up, no. for sure. For sure. I don't know who's getting in the ocean.
So I'm not bringing a swimsuit, is what it sounds like, because I don't want to be cold.
It's funny because you guys are going to try to make the best of it.
Oh, for sure. And we're going to freeze.
I guarantee you.
We're going to go, and I'm going to go full blow. Like, I am not holding back. My yes. little brother is only getting married once. He's been with Kylie. God, I love Kylie. They have been together for years to the point where we're like, bro. Oh,
that's cool.
Are you going to like move on, like time. Pop the question? Like, that's how long they've been together. So I'm going, if she wants a beach day in our swimsuits, I'm wearing a swimsuit.
Wow.
It's not going
to
matter.
Be the leader of that charge, Shia.
I'm going to do it, but also I need to mentally be prepared.
You're going to catch some resistance.
So what am I getting into? What's happening? I don't even know where Folly Beach is. Also,
it's cold.
That's gonna all be I can cold. Tell you.
It's going to be cold.
So if anybody has any advice for Charleston,
yeah.
I would greatly appreciate it.
I heard darker liquors warm you up better.
Noted.
There you go.
I do like whiskey, so maybe I'll just drink it.
There you go. You won't even
warm
feel
whiskey.
The cold.
I'll You'll just like, put yeah, it in my thermos like the I'm old good, lady guys. I am.
There you go. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I've been noticing something
huh.
here in the valley. A lot of fresh ink on, let's say, people of a certain age, more mature people.
Talking about, like, over what age?
60.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, older than my...
Our grandparents.
Yeah. Like
grandparents are getting tattoos. Well,
those are my parents'
I was going to say this.
My mom's 55, so...
Yeah. I'm less than 10 years yeah. older than your mom. FYI.
No, but I have been noticing that. I was down on, like, 7th Street after lunch, just kind of strolling around, and they have some shops down there, and through the window, I clearly saw someone's grandma.
Wait.
Getting straight up.
Wait. Through the window?
Well, yeah, like, because, yeah, you can see
to
right
the
there.
Wall?
Yes.
Did you let the sweat drip down? I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm
where
childish.
Else is it going to go?
So you saw an elderly person getting tatted up. Did you happen to catch what the design was?
I couldn't see it. I almost wanted to go in just to see it because I was like, is this somebody's like badass grandma? Like,
yeah,
what is
yeah,
this
yeah.
going on? I mean, I'm trying to place it without being, I don't know if it's respectful, right? To say like she had to be. She was over 65. Maybe,
okay.
maybe
no,
over
you can
70.
Say what her
she
age
was. She was getting discounts well, I mean, I at the know. Diner.
Either way, she's definitely getting half price movies or whatever. But like, yeah, I mean, it just got me thinking. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
That's so cool. I know a lot
that is cool.
of older people who get tattoos and have their entire lives.
Yeah.
I don't know a single grandparent, though, for lack of better terms, like grandparent, yeah. who's gotten their first tattoo in that decade of their life.
Right.
Like they've always had them.
Yeah, right, you right. figured okay, you've had several years to kind of mull over what you want to get tattooed, and maybe it wasn't so popular for elderly people to get tattooed in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and now we're going into the 80s, 90s, like, okay, you're seeing more tattoos on, you know, celebrities, and it's becoming more socially acceptable.
Yeah.
And now in the 2000s, like, yeah, they're leading the tattoo front on brand new tattoos. The elderly people.
That's pretty cool. I do like that. I love tattoos.
You are a tattooed person.
I am a tattooed person. Yes, I have multiple. And I'm hoping by the end of this year, like my whole right arm is done.
What?
Yeah.
You want to get like sleevage?
Yeah. Just I don't know if I want both, but definitely the one. So hopefully
I did
that's
not see that for you. At
really
all.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I'm opening up new experiences and information about you every single day, and
that's
I'm loving
true.
It.
It is a journey that we're on.
So here's my thought: is let's go to the source. Let's ask an actual tattooist what they think about it. Is it very common, or am I just experiencing, like, am I in like a pocket of people that are getting tattooed because they just joined a motorcycle club at 75 years old?
That's a very aggressive
description. Because those are the only people that get tattooed.
Yeah. Well, lucky for you, I know an expert.
All right. Well, should we call him?
I think we should.
All right. Let's see if he's available. Captain Tattoo is going to be on the phone next. We're going to get to the bottom of this, Camel Nation. We have, am I reading this correctly? Captain Tattoo on the phone?
He is the captain, in fact.
If there's anyone we need to find out more tattoo knowledge from, it's the captain.
It's the captain. He is the owner at Captain Tattoo Art Collective. He's actually a very, very near and dear friend of mine, and it's where I get all my tattoos done, so why not call the expert?
Camel Nation, welcome Captain Tattoo!
Hey-o! Hey, Thomas.
Good morning.
We're exploring the renaissance in tattoo right now that elderly people are having. They're like, you know what? If there's no better time to get tattooed, it's right now.
Is this a trend that you guys are seeing in the shop?
Actually, it is a trend right now. A lot of people, just last week, we had a couple of people that were in their 60s getting their first tattoo.
No way. Are they big pieces, or are they just like small commemorative pieces?
A couple were small, but we actually had a guy get a half sleeve at 65.
Oh my gosh. Now, that's a wild first piece.
I've watched, what was it? Ink Master? I think it was Ink Master. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
yep.
Anybody of a more advanced age is really tough to tattoo because their skin is so thin and like loose.
That was a case before, but I think actually a lot of people are taking care of themselves now.
Oh, look at that.
So it's a lot easier to get tattooed even as you get older because skincare.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Moisturizer.
Moisturizer. I'm a moisturizer.
I love that. What's the, because you have a couple of shops, what is the oldest age you think that you've seen somebody come in?
Well, when I first opened up here, we did tattoo someone that was 79.
Wow.
Wow. Atta boy or girl.
I love that.
Do you ever go, oh, you don't want that. That's going to look gross in 10 years. Probably not, right?
It's definitely a conversation I think you could leave out.
Me personally, I just think everyone should be tattooed.
Oh, that's true. There we go.
I mean, the man is tattooed from quite literally the tippy top of his head to his toes.
I just think it's such a great form of expression, you know?
Absolutely. So what is the trending tattoo for elderly? Like, are they getting some certain tattoo?
A lot of them get like flowers or, you know, like a little cat. Like, you know, this lady last week got a cat.
Aww. Like a lined cat, you know, like a single line cat drawing, or was it like intricate?
It was a fine line cat with her name. It was for her cat that just passed away.
Oh man. That's sad. But I love that they're stepping into this role, because you're like, when, you know, they were older, tattoos were kind of taboo.
Yeah,
and now
for
they're
sure.
living in this world where it's not anymore.
Right, 100%.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and giving us some enlightenment.
And we are going to get Nico and Cheyenne tattoos, right?
I mean,
with Camel Country logo?
I've been saying that for a hot minute now.
I will tell you, I have not told anyone this. Thomas knows. So he actually had the artist that does all my tattoos, because I go to one very specific person, actually drew us up a camel tattoo.
They did.
Stencil. What?
We did not come to terms on what it was that we wanted as a station, but there are, I'll show you.
Uh-huh.
They are out there, and I know that Thomas is chomping at the bit to put this on someone.
Yes.
Well, I don't have any tattoos, so
he doesn't.
My first might as well be a company logo. Yeah.
I love it, because there is nothing more permanent than radio. Nothing ever changes in radio.
So true. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, thanks, Thomas. I appreciate
it. Go see Captain Tattoo at Captain Tattoo
Art Collective.
I gave us a C-. Yesterday, today?
I think
we're up to a C+.
That's good. And I think that a C- was understandable, given the, you know, the events of the day.
The events of the day. If you missed it, you can always listen to our podcast. It's at Audacy Radio on the app. AUDACY is how you spell it. Download it from the App Store. Of course, check out Nico and Cheyenne on demand.
Ayo, we're with you wherever you go.
You can check us out anytime. You will never miss the show, okay, guys? Well,
you're
if you do
welcome.
Miss the show at that point, that's your fault.
Exactly. Like, you can't miss a show because we give you every option to, like, catch up.
Exactly. And we'll be here tomorrow for a little bit of a Friday action. It's going to be a little more lackadaisical.
low effort show.
Things are getting weird.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.